Today's Cotton Newsline is three cuts. All cuts are Keith Lucas, 2016 president of Cotton Council International, or CCI, and vice president of marketing for Carolina Cotton Growers Cooperative in Garner, North Carolina. First cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
Of course, as current president of Cotton Council International, it was certainly a pleasure to be able to be a part this time. Once again, I've been going to the sourcing summits for several years, and it's just a great opportunity, in my opinion, a very efficient opportunity to bring together the world's cotton buyers into one location and really to give us an opportunity to showcase U.S. cotton and certainly the Cotton USA programs that CCI offers throughout the world through the council. I will say that this particular year, because I was part of the program as the president of CCI, I did have a little bit different perspective. Normally, I'm just more interested probably in meeting with my customers. Obviously did the same this year, but also making sure that everyone is happy about who was speaking and being a little more concerned about making sure that everyone was having a good time. I felt a little more, I guess, ownership in it this go-round. We had it at Ranchos Palos Verdes in California. It certainly is an inviting place for the international buyers to come, so it gives us a good opportunity to really kind of stress the excellent quality, the technological advances, and certainly the support of the entire U.S. cotton industry behind Cotton USA and cotton in general as far as the U.S. grower is concerned.
Second cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
We've always tried to come up with some new and exciting ways to present ideas, not just in particular to cotton, but in business in general. And so having Josh Lichtner there this year, who is a tech entrepreneur, he's a best-selling author, and he basically teaches how to use best practices or next practices, I think is the way he puts it, trying to remind everyone that we can all be innovators, that we can look at what that next practice would be in a very innovative way. That was one of the sessions that was well received. Sharon, I had a couple of the attendees, one from Turkey in particular, and also another one from Thailand that were very impressed with that. So that was very good feedback, very good to hear. Zach Carabell, he's a global economist. I know I heard some people as well talk about his particular optimistic view of technological advancements, making sure that we're going to continue to be competitive, going to continue to look for innovative ways to grow our business. And in general, I think the global economy itself is going to continue to evolve because of that.
Third cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
I think the buyers in particular get a kick out of watching some of the merchants and the cooperatives, and in this case we had agents as well. It's always good to hear from Jody Campinci as far as her economic policy analysis from the council. I noticed everyone was very attentive, especially to her numbers, and she laid out a good argument for the reduction in China and the rest of the world and where there's opportunity for the market over the next, say, 12 to 18 months to see a rise in the market, overall cotton market as far as the futures price is concerned, which would be encouraging to our growers, which coming from a cooperative, that's always something that's important to us.